This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
What up, though? Ball Hawk Show.
Yeah.
If you know, you know. Yeah. If you know, you know. Brick legs and ball shorts.
Coaching from the side of the ball court.
If you know, you know.
One stop like a Walmart.
We got the tennis balls for the wrong sport. If you know, you know.
If you know about the carport, the trap door supposed to be awkward.
If you know, you know. Yeah.
That's the reason we fall for.
Yeah, what an encore.
Twice for the encore.
If you know, you know. Had to sing along, had to sing along. Cause they said they wanted the old intro back. Not the massage, and they said they wanted, if you know, you know, back. So I said, if you know, you know. And that's what I did, man. Welcome to the Ball Hawk Show podcast. I'm your host, Amon Hawkins. Appreciate you taking time out today to listen to the latest episode of the show. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe to the Ball Hawk Show podcast. Anchor, iTunes, Podbean, Blog Talk, YouTube, iHeartRadio, Spreaker, Speaker, all of it. Subscribe. Salute to all my fellow podcasters out here in podcast land, man. I see you. I support you. There is no competition. We all got our own lane, man. So if you can, support any and everybody. You know what I mean? Make sure you support them because it's hard out here for a podcaster. Yo, man, but definitely salute to the Wahoo faithful out here. That's out here on the grind. Hopefully to see you guys early, 11 a.m. when we play Illinois. Salute to my dog, Huncho Who now. We know it is Triple OG, OG, Triple OG, The Hill Podcast. Salute to y'all. Salute to you. And is it still y'all or is it just you by yourself, OG? You know what I'm saying? But salute to you, my guy. I support you. Go, make sure you go check out The Hill Podcast, man. Check that out. My dog is straight up raw, uncut, unfiltered. That's what he do. But so, yeah. Got my sponsor out the way. Check. Let's go ahead and preview the Wahoos versus the Fighting Illini of Illinois. I hit one of my sound effect buttons, my bad. Team comparison. UVA is 1-0, only played one game this season, while the Fighting Illini is 1-1, having just lost their last game versus, UTSA. Scoring. Well, UVA averages 43 points a game because of the one game which they play Wilmer Mary, while Illinois is averaging 30 points a game. First downs, I ain't going to go through all that. Rushing yards, 206 for the Hoos in one game, 313 for Illinois. That's an average of 206 versus 188, respectfully. Passing yards, the Hoos, 339 to Illinois, 425. Now, those are two game averages. Total offense, 545 for the Hoos, 738 for the Fighting Illini. So the Hoos, I'll let you know, man, the Hoos had a little bit of explosion. If you look by the numbers, they got three consecutive home games amassing 500 plus yards of total offense. We're talking about the Wahoos. So I told y'all, as much as the offense could be called trash can juice in the first quarter, they pretty much had 500 yards of total offense in three quarters. Let's just say we have 45 yards in the first quarter. Let's just have fun. And then 500 yards in three quarters. But defining the line now, man, what I seen out of them on film is this. They run the football. Oh, wait a minute. Where my instrumental at, man? Because we got to go to the next episode. That's the instrumental we're going to play. We had to move to the next episode because Woman Mary was last week. So let's get in our zone right now as we break down Illinois. You ready for this? Go. La da la da la. It's the B-T-O-W-G. Do-do. Ba da 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 da. You know I'm riding with the R-E. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Y'all know the words. Sing it while I'm singing. What? Nah. Here we go. But the fighting the line now, man. 41 seniors on this roster. 41. Including 21 super seniors who received the extra year eligibility due to COVID-19. The first thing that jumped out to me about Illinois is their running game. It's a power running game similar to what we saw versus NC State and Wake Forest. Not that much like UNC, but it just reminds me of Wake Forest and NC State. And you know, last year, Wake Forest, late in the game, they sealed it with their ability to run that stretch and be patient. And NC State, the years we've played them, they gave us some trouble with their power running game. So schematically, it's similar. Their offensive line, they do a great job of attaching on and allowing those backs to use their vision. They will also plug in a 6 offensive lineman as a tight end. So they'll go 2 tights and 1 side will be all offensive linemen. Because, look, I'm about to share some info with y'all. From the team notes. Where is that? How many starts their offensive line got? Veteran group. So we got 72, Jack Bandanovic. He started 33 games at Colgate. 6'1", 300 pounds. Then you got Blake Gerasady. He played 35 games with 29 games started at center during his Wolford career. Got Doug Kramer. He got 39 starts under his belt. He's a captain. Then you got the captain Lowe, number 79. Like, he's a captain. I can't spell his first. I don't know how to pronounce his first name, so I'm not doing it. He got 42 career starts. Then you got Alex P. I don't know how to say his last name. He got 42 career starts. Then you got the other Alex, Philstrom. He got only 4 starts. But that's 42, 42, 39, 31, 33 as far as starts for this offensive line. So it's a group that's been playing together. And, like, can you – well – teams have demonstrated they can come off the edge because anytime they're running one of them stretches, you know, you leave the end unblocked or you leave that backside rush unblocked. So if you really crash and you're decisive and you're just going for the back, you can get some tackle for losses. I saw UT do that a couple of times. They got a lot of tackle for losses just coming off the edge. But the one thing about Illinois is they're averaging over 40 rushing attempts a game this year. So they stick to it. They stick to their running game. Hold on, man. I'm changing the instrumental. Okay, there we go. So, yeah, they will stick to their running game. So, our gap integrity got to be on point. Whether we're running a 3-4, 3-3-5, guys have to be where they're supposed to be. You got to play with your hands. You can't guess. You got to do your job. You can't play hero ball versus these power running schemes with the zone blocking scheme, and they try to cut the backside lineman that's trying to compress the cutback lanes. They will cut you down to try to eliminate you, so you got to play with your hands in that fashion. So it's going to be interesting. I'm going to say it again. It's interesting to see this war because I like our defensive front. Then we got like 6 guys that can really get after it. And Mandy Alonso was just a man on a mission last game. The juggernaut, he's very important. The nose tackle over this blocker scheme is important because you could get that push and you could really make that back just stay front side. But it's up to the backers to be to fill those lanes. A guy like Joy Blunt filling those lanes, he's unaccounted for. I'm pretty sure they're going to make sure they find him and account for him. But tackling is going to be important. You got to have a lot of hats to the ball because they're going to continue to run the football because that helps with the play action. They go to the tight ends, then they push it down the field vertically. They have a former quarterback that's playing receiver who just had 100 yards this past game. He's fast. I like him. He can run. So Isaiah Williams, he can run. He has the majority of all their catches statistically. That's not saying that other guys can't play, but as of right now, statistically, he's that guy. Brandon Peters, we don't know if he's going to play or not. He got hurt versus Nebraska, but Arthur Sitkowski is more than formidable. He's done a fine job. He did a good job, man. Completing 59% of his passes, 390 yards, 5 touchdowns, 0 interceptions, only been sacked one time. Did not get sacked the last game in which he started, this past last game. Their running back situation is similar to ours. They use 4 or 5 backs. They got Chase Brown. They got Mike Epstein, who's their leading rusher. 25 rushes, 407 yards. Chase Hayden has 4 carries this year. Reggie Love has 23 carries for 84 yards. Josh McCray has 5 carries, 16 yards. Jakari Norwood has 7 carries, 42 yards. Chase Brown has 5 carries, 24 yards. So that's 1, 2. And then Chase Hayden got 4. So they got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 guys, 6 different guys in 2 games that have carried the ball at least 4 times. And then we look at the receivers. I already talked about Isaiah Washington, who has where's his receiving stats? Oh, 14 catches for 142 yards and 1 touchdown, averaging 10 yards a catch. Casey Washington has 4 receptions this year in 2 games. Deuce Spann looks like he's a big play guy. He has 2 catches for 76 yards. So he's averaging 38 yards a catch. And then wide receiver Donnie Navarro has 4 catches for 45 yards. Oh, I didn't even see that. Oh, no, that was 2020 for this other guy I was about to read, Brian Hightower. So he hasn't had a catch yet. But their tight ends, they get in the paint. Daniel Barker, 5 catches, 74 yards, 2 touchdowns in 2 games. Luke Ford, 4 catches, 35 yards, a touchdown in 2 games. So they try to keep you honest, man. They try to keep you honest offensively. They will try to lull you to sleep. They're going to stick to the running game. They ran the ball. I had it written down. They ran the ball 83 times this year to just 62 passes. And it's not saying that they won't throw the football because the pass game, they actually attempted 43 passes. And they still attempted 35 rushes. The first game versus Nebraska, they ran 48 times. They only attempted 19 passes. So that's dead on offense. We got to be able to tackle. And when they take shots down the field, third down conversion, got to get off the field. Continue to get off the field, pressure the quarterback, make him uncomfortable. But you got to stop the run for 4 quarters. Make them one-dimensional. But you got to cover when you make them one-dimensional as well. Create that havoc. On the defensive side of the ball for them, they play man-to-man. And if they're playing short zone, the corners tip it off. Ray Charles can see they're in cover too by their feet. They show it. They either square or they got 1 foot back and they like 8 to 9 yards off deep. Like they give you a lot of cushion when they're in man. You could throw a lot of quick hammer routes, 5 yard stops versus them. And if you start to complete that like UTSA did last game, they will come up and try to press you. So they will try to make an adjustment. They try to press you, pressure the quarterback. UTSA had a mobile quarterback. UTSA ran offense similar to North Carolina's. You know, when they put the ball in the belly of the running back and then throw that backside slant, the backside hitches, so they put your DBs on the island. That's the type of offense they ran versus Illinois. So, you know, will we come out in an empty set like we did versus Women? Like, everybody wants to know, how are we going to run the ball this week? At the end of the day, we had over 200 yards rushing, but it wasn't conventional. It's not something that people feel like we can hang our hat on. Can you consistently use that type of scheme and run by committee and be successful? Coach Anad doesn't have that cachet to do that. I'm just going to tell y'all that right now. Like, his inconsistencies over the years won't allow folks to believe that this can be successful. You know, it just is what it is. Like, he got to be perfect for games upon games upon games. Because people are like, yo, what the heck are you doing, coach? Come on, Bob. What are you doing? Don't just run the ball in the middle. Let the running backs run. Tyler Popper looked quick, fast, in a hurry last game. The backs look good. Everybody looked good running the ball. Even Brendan, even though he had no yards because of the sacks and then other things, but everybody looked good running the ball after the first quarter. After we schematically just went downhill and said, we bigger than you. Can't play around with Illinois, man. They're going to run the football. They're going to try to wear us out. If I was them, I know they probably went and pulled the NC State game. I know they pulled the Wake Forest game from last year. They probably pulled the NC State game from 2 years ago when we went down there. That's what they're going to do. They like, oh, that's what we're going to do. We're going to continue to press the edges, backs, keep your head up. Identify the cutback lane, but make sure you keep pressing the edge because you will end up popping it. Be patient, be patient. So I wouldn't be surprised if they came out and went 3-0. Like, 3-out by just running the ball. Because they feel like it's a boxing match. They're going to body blow, body blow, body blow, body blow, body blow. Tight end, body blow, body blow. Quick slant from the slot, body blow, body blow. Take a shot, keep them honest, body blow. Then defensively, they're going to get after you. They're going to pressure you. Quarterbacks can get out of the box versus them. They can show a lack of discipline, but they feel like their offense can be an added defender for their defense. Offense methodically moving the ball down the field, trying to soften you up with the running game, giving the defense added rest. And if the defense is successful, they pin you back by punting the ball. Now they feel like they got the percentages. So it's all about being efficient early. I feel like if we are efficient early, we can score early. We take them out of their comfort zone. I don't think if they had to choose that they would want to throw the ball as much as they did the last game. If it was up to them, they would rather run the ball 45 times. Especially with this coach. He want a hat on hat. Old school bludgeon you. So my keys to the game is this. Be elite tacklers. Can't have 7 missed tackles like we did last game. You got to be elite tacklers versus this scheme. You got to be violent when you're going to track down the ball carrier. You got to. And my second thing, my second key, turnovers. We got to cause turnovers. Got to get extra possessions for our offense. Take care of the ball on offense, of course, but we got to get extra possessions. If we get extra possessions, we could definitely get them out of their comfort zone. As much as we were very excited with our offensive line, we got to demonstrate that they can do both. I got confidence they could get a push and really knock guys around, but we got to truly invest in them and allow them to really fire off versus running these gadget runs to where it's slow developing and they got to, you know, block gap right here and peek and look for that guy and redirect versus just putting their head down and biting people's faces off. Thirdly, you got to win one-on-one because they're going to challenge you one-on-one, B.A., Wicks, Henry, Sterling, Billy the Goat, Woods. They're going to challenge. They're going to play man-to-man, mano-a-mano. And when they press, they daring you because they feel like they can out-athlete you. They do. They will come and press you to the field with no help. You got to win. You got to hit it with the like you did the last game, Wicks. Hit him. Ah. You know what I'm saying, Wicks. You know we had the last. Ah. You know the movie. Y'all can't see the move I'm doing, but they know the sound effect. Ah. That's the ah. Little two peep. Pop, pop. What Kylie must say. Pop, 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 pop. But that's it, man. I didn't want this preview to be too long. I will say this, man. Illinois impressed me with their running game. They definitely did. And then I like the moxie on defense. Just saying, yo, you gonna have to beat us over the top. We coming to get you. You know, we'll play off to see if you know you can identify where the soft coverage is. Like I said, they're throwing some cover two as well. 3-4-5 man fronts, they'll mix it up. Let me make sure I'm saying that right. Let me pull up the film right quick on their defense. Pretty sure. Did they run? How many guys they showing the line of scrimmage versus UT? Opponent's defense. Let me see right quick. Why I got y'all here as you listen to the smooth sound of the message by Dr. Dre. Let's see. Yeah, so they'll give you 3 down linemen. Then they'll walk up 2 guys, but that's because of their formation. But yeah, now they got 4 guys up. 2 guys in a stance, 2 other guys in 2-point stance. Now they're showing the 5-man front. So yeah, they'll mix it up. They'll walk guys up, but it's soft coverage. Somebody's usually playing soft somewhere. They're playing a lot of man-to-man. So if you do a lot of divide and a lot of flood, they will lose containment of the quarterback on inside zone read. So if Brendan is really reading the end will crash down. That quarterback got out. He scored on actually inside zone read where he pulled it. Their ends will take off. Now, granted, I really think versus us, they'll run that Brendan. They'll see if we'll really hand it off. I will say that. I think versus us, if we show an inside zone handoff, they're going to stay for Brendan. Because they're going to feel like we're not going to give it to the backs. Unless it's one in the quarter. Like if it's Keaton, they probably feel like, oh, they'll give it to Keaton. If it's one of the quarterbacks at running back, being a football player, then they'll probably say it's a handoff. But if it's one of our backs, they'll probably be like, they ain't gonna give it to the back. But yeah, Illinois is gonna play man to man. They started off the first quarter versus UTSA, which is what we call just soft man, cover one with one deep safety. Backs taking the linebackers taking the backs. And it's kind of spying and reading for the quarterback. So yeah, man. Can't wait to see everybody again at the Scott. Make sure you're there for pregame so you can see my keys to the game. Yeah. On the Jumbotron, so make sure you're there early in your seat so you can see on the Jumbotron, man. We're going to have some fun. Salute to my sponsor, Abra Insurance. Go to Abra Insurance for all your insurance needs. That's home, business, auto, life insurance. The great people at Abra Insurance. Hit the number up, 434-218-4589. That's 434-218-4589. Also go to sthujuice.com for all your Shut the Hell Up Juice apparel. Make sure you check out the walkthrough that's up on my site and also on Instagram. You can see it on Twitter. Virginia Football shared it. UVA Sports shared it. I shared it. Check that out with Brendan Armstrong. He was the featured this week on The Walkthrough. We're on season 4. And it's all because of you guys' support, man. I definitely appreciate the support for over the years. This is episode 902. Is this 902 or 903? It's 902. I don't edit out when I'm talking to myself. I let y'all hear that. I do that. A lot of people give you that final product, the final product, the dude like from YouTube, like final product. But yeah, I let you hear me talk. Yeah, this is episode 902. The last one was 901. So All right, man. Salute to everybody, man. Salute to thesaber.com. Salute to Cavs Corner. Salute to my dog, Jeff White. Salute to the Hill Podcast. Salute to the Lockdown Podcast, myself and Cove. I like to give all creators their love, their flowers, man. Support, support, support. I know it's tough to try to listen to any and everybody, but the support definitely helps. Make sure you leave a review on iTunes. It helps with my visibility. Appreciate everybody that submitted a rating last week and this Monday. It helps, man. It just helps with more traffic. It helps with other sponsors. If you want to support my podcast, go to anchor.fm, search the Ball Hawk Show podcast. Click on the support button. Well, there's 99 cents, $4.99, $9.99. I definitely appreciate your support, man. That's all right, man. We out of here. Do I got an outro song today? Huh? What should I make as the outro song, people? Should we go old school? It's going to be some copyright. Sorry, YouTube. It's going to be some copyright and stuff. I want to go old school. Let me see. Yeah, I'm going to go real old school. Check this out. This is how we leaving it today. Hey, it's a Ball Hawk Show, baby. I got bars. I got bars. Take it back to P. Diddy in your car. Hot track. Yeah. It's the Ball Hawk Show, man. Appreciate you rocking with me. Rock out with this. P. Diddy and the family. Can't nobody hold me down. YouTube, I'm sorry. Don't mute your boy. I'm out of here. Peace. You die quicker. This bedtime, out of town, pie flipper. Turn Chris Dallas to a crooked eye sipper. Everybody wanna be fast, see the cash. Fuck around, they weak staff, get a heat rash. Anything a bad boy way, we smash. Wait a minute. They said a cuss word. I'm sorry there was a cuss word in there. I didn't know it was not. I'm sorry it was an F-bomb in there. My bad. Petty Hawk. Why you leave the F-bomb in there? Petty Hawk is the DJ. It's his fault. I'm not letting you talk, Petty Hawk. Apologize by the F-bomb, young people, okay? That's not nice. Do not say the words. Don't say filth, foreign, filth, okay? And we out of here.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.